Hi, this is George, standing outside the Stadium of Light, Saturday evening. Beautiful day here on Wearside, and just watched Sunderland beat Burnley 2-1. That's 3 points, which now means that Sunderland are mathematically safe, so it seems like a good opportunity to reflect a little bit on the season, the good and the bad of it. And we've certainly seen some of both of those qualities today, seeing Darren Bent score his 23rd goal of the season. Sunderland again, really strong at home, very good first half performance, and then went to sleep a little bit in the second. So I'm here with my very good friend and colleague Simon Bird of the Mirror. Simon, what do you make firstly of today, and also what we've seen from Sunderland this season?
It was a typical Sunderland performance today, really good first half, really lively. Fraser Campbell's been an absolute revelation the last few games, 4 goals in 7 now. But then second half, sort of the wheels came off again. Burnley got into it, a real strong-armed performance by them in the second half, which sort of typifies recent games. So Sunderland have been poor in the second half. Season-wise, I think it's promised so much. Everyone knows that Sunderland were aiming for a top eight with that form leading towards the end of October. They had a very bad winter, but they're picking up again now, and I think if Sunderland could get up around the 50 point mark, that'll represent a fairly good, successful first season for Steve Bruce. Certainly something to build on.
And they've already got more points now with 41 than they had last season, so there's definitely sort of progress being made. And it would seem that the key for what happens next is the away form, because I think only Burnley and Hull have got a worse away record in terms of picking up points this season. So that's what Steve Bruce is going to have to address. How do you think he could best go about that? What positions do you think will need strengthening in the summer?
Well, I would suggest he needs probably another strong centre-half, a ball-playing centre-half, because Michael Turner, isn't his strength. He's more of a strong centre-half. I think they probably need a bit of strength on the wings, and maybe another maybe a left back as well. Certainly a left back in the close season. That's going to be the key this year. I think Steve Bruce wants to sign two or three real top quality players, people who can have an impact like Darren Bent did. He doesn't need to pack the squad with bodies anymore. He needs real quality, and that's his mission now, scouting at the World Cup and beyond.
And speaking of Mr. Bent, I wonder if Fabio Capello can keep ignoring his goal scoring return between now and the World Cup. Interesting. It's been a very good afternoon here. Beautiful weather. Sunderland definitely up, and of course it means the return of the Tyne Wear Derby next season. So very much looking forward to that. All the very best to you.